It's time for Business Profits in the Real World, where we bring you Long Island and the New York Metro's most successful business owners, sharing how you too can bring your business to among the most profitable in your industry. Now, your host, business profitability visionary and CPA, Michael Kessler.
Good afternoon. Great to be with you today on Business Profits in the Real World, where we bring you Long Island and the New York Metro's most successful business owners, sharing how you too can bring your business to among the most profitable in your industry. I'm Mike Kessler, and you can reach me directly by email, michael.kessler@cpa.com, or visit our website, www.michaelkesslercpa.com, to access great strategies and resources to get your business creating the results you've always dreamed for you and your family. Or call me directly at 516-449-2852. So today I want to talk about what the top 10% most prosperous businesses do to avoid profit leaks, in particular managing their logistics, and logistics can generate profit in your business. And by logistics, I mean how those businesses move product to anywhere and from anywhere in the world at every level of their supply chain. Yeah, actually, I ever wonder how Amazon does it. How your order arrives so quickly, and if you have an Amazon Prime, your product comes with free shipping. Well, it's not really free, and you do pay an annual fee, but Amazon just seems to manage its logistics better than everyone else. And that's both physical systems they use to move product, as well as the costs associated with that movement. But even in your business, logistics can generate significant profit. And so today, to continue this discussion, I'm pleased to introduce and welcome in our guest in the studio today. He's Tony Nuzio, founder and CEO of ICC Logistics, Inc. Since founding the company in 1975, Tony and his team have been helping companies not only reduce their shipping costs, but optimize the spectrum of the logistics spend. Tony is also the publisher and editor-in-chief of Logistics Strategies, a popular monthly opt-in newsletter that reaches thousands around the world. With over 45 years of logistics expertise, Tony is a passionate logistics educator who has taught at Nassau Community College, the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy, and BOCES of Nassau County. In addition to higher education instruction, Tony has created logistics and transportation training programs for employees at several of the country's leading companies, including Connors Publishing, Lazy Boy Chair Company, PPG Industries, and IBM. Considered a thought leader in the logistics industry, Tony has been published in several logistics and manufacturing industry publications, including Industry Week, Information Week, and the Institute of Industrial Engineers. Tony is also the former publisher and editor-in-chief of Transport Deregulation Report. Tony is a graduate of the Institute of Logistical Management and has held positions as logistics professional for several organizations, including Stouffer Chemical, Kennecott Copper, and Singer Company. Tony Nuzio, welcome to Business Profits in the Real World.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for having me today.
It's a pleasure. And Tony, I'm really fascinated by your business. So can you tell us a little bit about how you got started? Boy, you've been decades in that business, and how you've really brought ICC Logistics to where it is today. Tony, would you mind sharing?
Sure. Michael, we started the business back in 1975 and primarily functioned as a freight bill post-audit firm. So companies would pay their freight bills, all paper invoices, by the way. They would file them in trans files and then ship them to us at the end of the year, and we'd go through those invoices one by one and look for any overcharges, any duplicate payments, any billing errors that the carriers assessed against our clients. And we'd recover significant funds for our clients, but we realized early on in the process that we could provide more services to our clients by helping them to negotiate better rates, to better understand how to ship their products. And again, what we determined from those analyses is that whatever we recovered on a post-audit, we could improve that by 10, 20, even 30% by helping them to optimize their shipping systems.
Yeah, that's you mentioned the I think you injected the profitability in there, Tony, and you call ICC, and I love this, a partner in profitability to your clients. And that's what you really bill yourself as. Can you share a little bit about how ICC does what it does, your methodology, and how you enhance profitability for your clients, Tony?
Sure. One of the key things that we realized, we really need to understand our clients' business. Even two manufacturers of widgets operate differently. So what we try to do is really get inside our client's head, understand how they function, what's uh-huh. important to them, uh-huh. and really try to expand their knowledge and their thought process. One of the questions we always ask is, let me ask you a question. What does your customer want?
Right.
As opposed to trying to fit the square peg in the round hole, which we find in many businesses, we try to get our clients to kind of step outside the box. What's critical in their business? What's critical to their customers?
Right.
And help them to really understand what their actual costs are.
Uh-huh.
We've heard from some CFOs and even from some CEOs that, well, we don't pay for inbound freight.
Right.
We get it free. Well,
right.
you know,
right.
as you indicated, you know, in talking about Amazon, they provide free shipping, but somewhere along the line, that cost is being absorbed by someone.
Right.
So the other thing is you can't manage what you can't measure. So if it's coming in as a freight prepaid and delivered product, the freight costs are buried into the product cost. Question is, how much of that product cost is in fact shipping cost?
Right.
So that's a key area that we help our clients look at.
Right. And Tony, what industries do you serve, and where are your clients located? Can you give us a little rundown on that?
Sure. We primarily serve manufacturers, everything from medical device manufacturers to specialty chocolate companies.
Uh-huh.
Work very well with distributors, electronics, kitchen utensils, food products.
Right.
Retailers, everything from the brick and mortar folks to the online retailers to uh-huh. retailers selling cell phones at kiosks.
Right.
Recently, we've been working with some service companies.
Uh-huh.
We have an insurance company that's spending about $5.5 million a year shipping packages throughout the world.
Uh-huh.
And they actually never audited those parcel invoices. And so we've now started that process for them. And we're recovering anywhere between $2,000 and $3,000 a week in refunds for them.
Wow, that's terrific.
We're also servicing some logistics service providers, actually the transportation and logistics service providers, to help them understand what their costs are. So when they allocate, you know, freight cost and also distribution and pick, pack, and ship costs, that they understand what their costs are before they, again, price their services to their customers.
Yeah, and your clients are located, Tony, pretty much nationwide or worldwide?
Nationwide, and, uh-huh. and many of them have a global presence. So
right.
we try to tie all of those things together. It's interesting, Michael, when we talk about that,
uh-huh.
A lot of these companies operate, you know, divisionally. So they could have 3-4 divisions within the United States, let's say, and each of those divisions are making their own decisions about logistics and transportation
uh-huh.
when they're really, really missing the boat by not consolidating all of that volume under one contract to be able to get the best value for their customers.
Right. I remember, Tony, and you mentioned that, I remember in the corporate world, I used to call it the strategic sourcing initiative du jour, which is, you know, we're going to put all our spend in one place and we're going to knock down the price. Tony, give us a little contrast between really that and what ICC really does. I mean, how do you really help your clients beyond that? Just, you know, we're going to cut the price and that's it. Isn't it really more than that, Tony?
Oh, absolutely. And that's a great question, Michael. I use the term ready, shoot, aim
uh-huh.
approach, where customers are just, you know, looking at, we've got to save dollars. So they go out into the marketplace and they try to bring in carriers and logistics service providers and merely look at the bottom line without first understanding whether or not those transportation service providers or those logistics service providers can actually provide the service that they need. You know, the reality is service will always trump cost.
Uh-huh.
But companies get themselves into real pickles when they end up, you know, deciding to move their business just because the bottom line has been improved. And don't really understand the real cost to them when shipments are delivered late, shipments are delivered damaged, shipments don't arrive at all. And believe me, we see a lot of companies scrambling at that stage, trying to now fix what they, really could have done early on in the process by better evaluating the service providers.
Right. And Tony, just in the minute we have left in the first segment, I'd like to lead out just there are some traps that businesses fall into when negotiating the logistics. As a matter of fact, you put out a nice white paper on that. Can you just give us a snippet in the minute we have left?
Sure. You know, one of the key things, I think, in mistakes that they make is not doing their homework. Mm-hmm. It's really clear that a lot of folks enter into the negotiation process without fully understanding what their needs are. The other thing is possibility of performance. Is the company that I'm negotiating with, do they have the ability to provide the services that I need? And also, another key area is not creating clear expectations. You know, we find the service providers thinking one way and the customers thinking another way, and they come to an agreement on a price and yet find out when they finally begin to do business that, wait a minute, that's not what I would intend to hear. That's not what you mentioned to me. So you've got to really clearly define those expectations.
Right. Well, we're going to be back in our second segment with Tony Nuzzio, CEO of ICC Logistics, back after this on Business Profits in the Real World.
You're listening to Business Profits in the Real World. Now, back to your host, Michael Kessler.
Back here on Business Profits in the Real World with Tony Nuzzio, CEO of ICC Logistics. And we were speaking before the break about the some of the mistakes that business owners make in potential traps in working in the with their logistics. And Tony mentioned a few. Tony, can you pick up on that a little bit?
Sure. Another area that we find critical is not including the key players in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets down to the folks at the shipping department who really have a good knowledge of which carriers can serve that facility, that warehouse, that distribution center, that manufacturing facility. So, you know, the folks in corporate can say, we're going to end up utilizing these particular carriers for our shipments. But the local folks very often know about the service levels and times and things of that nature. So you've got to include all of the key stakeholders.
Right.
Customer service, another one. Talk to your customer service people. Find out what they're hearing from your customers about the level of service that they are receiving from your service providers.
Uh-huh.
We always believe that trucking company or that parcel carrier or that ocean carrier that you utilize to haul your company's products is a direct link to your business. So uh-huh. If they're not performing to your customer's expectations, then you have a problem.
Right.
And you really need to understand that. And I think one of the other key areas that a lot of executives or a lot of companies don't think about is getting this information up to the C-level. There's an awful lot that you can do in improving the profitability of your corporation, but the folks up top, the folks in the ivory tower, so to speak, really need to know what you're doing.
Right.
And how you're doing and what the benefit to the company is by the actions that you're taking.
Yeah, no, that's really interesting that you mentioned that because, I'd like to ask you, Tony, what's ICC's model, a revenue model? Is it contingency based, fee based? How do you really get paid, Tony, in your work?
Yeah, typically, Mike, we get paid on a share of what we like to call a success fee. So
mm-hmm.
when we can help companies improve their bottom line by reducing expenses and improving profitability,
right.
We typically get a percentage of that savings that we achieve for the client.
Right.
And one of the advantages of that model is the fact that the customers, our clients, don't need to find room in their budget for us.
Right.
Because we actually work out of the found dollars that come out of the logistics improvements and operations that we work on. However, having said that, sometimes we will work on a fee basis. And, some customers feel more comfortable. They know they've got a defined fee structure. They know exactly what it's going to cost to receive the services that we're negotiating.
Uh-huh.
But also some folks will come back to us and say, oh, my God, if I have to pay you, 10, 20, 30% of X, that could be an awful lot of money. So, they're okay throwing this money out the window in the beginning.
Right.
But when you tell them you need to, pay us for a percentage of that, all of a sudden shockwaves go through there.
Right. And And so it's really achieving higher profitability. And Tony, I'm fascinated if you could share a couple success stories that you might care to share with us to kind of demonstrate the ROI clients achieve with ICC.
Sure, I'd love to. Interesting, we had a client that we were processing their freight invoices for several years, and at one point they brought in a new VP of supply chain, and we had a meeting up at their corporate headquarters in upstate New York. Uh-huh. And the new VP of supply chain said to me, he said, Tony, let me ask you a question. How do we create a world-class supply chain? And I said to him, John, you start with your customer. Uh-huh. So I kind of looked around the table, and there were, you know, got the old deer in the headlights. He said, please explain that to me. I said, well, let me do that. Your company is a manufacturer of medical equipment. Your customers are medical distributors, not the local doctor or local medical office, but large medical distributors.
Right.
The way your process works is the purchase order comes in, you get an order for 10 stethoscopes, you go down to the manufacturing floor with the order, you have raw materials to build 8 of them. You build 8 of them, you put them in a box, and you ship them. The next day, you get more raw materials, and you can fill one more of those, that order. And then the following day, you ship another, and now you've completed the order. I said, since your customers are large medical distributors, did anyone ever query those customers to see if they would prefer to receive a consolidated shipment once a week, maybe twice a month, rather than getting these shipments on a daily basis in bits and pieces? So what happened, and again, I don't consider myself a brain surgeon, but they actually went out, queried the customers, and the customers overwhelmingly came back and said, that is a great idea. We'd really love that. So what the client did was convert from shipping their product in a small parcel category and began to ship it in the trucking environment. So they shipped now shrink wrap pallets to their customers once a week, twice a month. And three things happened. The shipments got to the customers faster. They got there with less damage, and my client saved significant shipping costs. So yeah, it was a win-win-win all the way around. And again, it's just a matter of, again, learning what the customer, what their customers' needs were. Another good example is a company, a biomedical firm in New Jersey, that had a 15-year history with a major parcel carrier. Uh-huh. And these folks are shipping actually human tissue for surgery.
Right.
So you can imagine the critical nature of those shipments. So since they were critical, they agreed to pay the parcel carrier an additional, what they call the priority alert fee, $15 per package. And what that did was allow them to get an email that said, this package going to ABC Medical Center is going to be late. And now my client spends the entire day trying to track down that package, find out where it is, delay the surgery, et cetera. The reality is the customer never audited the freight bills. So they are entitled to a refund for any shipment that's late by at least a minute.
Right.
So we began the audit process and began to recover anywhere from $1,500 to $2,500 a week in refunds for late deliveries.
That's terrific.
Now, to take that to the next level, they never renegotiated the rates in their contracts. What they didn't know was that the freight carriers increased their rates every year, and the rate increases are somewhere between 5 and 7%. Uh-huh. So when you compound 5 or 7% times 15 years, you can imagine where the rates are today from where they were 15 years ago. So we helped them to benchmark and target price their rates and save them $1.3 million a year.
Wow, that's terrific. You know, and that's the classic definition of not only profitability, but you're optimizing the spectrum of their logistics spend, which is really an interesting concept. And I think you've demonstrated that with those examples. That's really great, Tony. Tony, you've built a very successful business there at ICC Logistics. Can you share some of your best advice for business owners to achieve that same success in their businesses? Can you share with us, Tony?
Sure. I think the key ingredient to a successful business is integrity. Mm-hmm. Let your customers know, your clients know what you're going to do, and then do what you say you're going to do. And mm-hmm. you have to stick by that. Mm-hmm. Also, I believe you need to commit to a partnership. I think you really need to understand that both parties have to benefit from this relationship. It's a marriage. And to make a successful marriage, you know, both parties have to benefit from the alliance. Right. We don't like the idea of a vendor versus customer relationship because we always feel like one party's trying to take advantage of the other.
Right.
So again, that partnership, which is really an abused word, but it's really true. Be willing to go above and beyond, you know, what your competitors do. You know, mm-hmm. the question we all ask ourselves is what differentiates us from our competition? And if we can't define what that differentiator is, then the only difference is going to be price. And you don't want to be in a position where price differentiates you from your major competitors.
Right. No, that's really terrific. And Tony, just to close out here, your business now, you've got a couple of offices now, don't you, Tony?
Yes, we do. Some... Yeah, last year our corporate office is here on Long Island mm-hmm. in Hicksville. Mm-hmm. And last year we opened a Southeast regional office in Cary, North Carolina, which mm-hmm. is a suburb of Raleigh, North Carolina.
Right.
And that is going very, very well. As you are aware, a lot of companies are opening up facilities, distribution centers, warehouses, fulfillment centers in the North and South Carolina area.
Right.
So we looked at that as a great opportunity for us to grow our business, and everything's going well. We're really pleased with the results after the first year of operation, which actually this August will be our first year open down there.
Yeah, that's really terrific, Tony. Well, this has been a great time, Tony. I wish we had more time. I really want to thank you for coming on today on Business Profits on the Real World. Thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate having me here.
You're welcome. And to learn more about how ICC Logistics can be a partner in profitability to you and your business, reach out to Tony directly by email, tnuzio@icclogistics.com. That's tnuzio@icclogistics.com, or call ICC Logistics directly at 516-822-1183, or visit their website, www.icclogistics.com. I'm Mike Kessler, and you can reach me directly by email, michael.kessler@cpa.com, or call me directly at 516-449-2852. And to access great strategies and resources for business owners to get your business creating the results you've always dreamed for you and your family, visit our website at www.michaelkesslercpa.com. I'm Mike Kessler, and we'll be back here right here next week on Business Profits in the Real World. Have a profitable week, everybody.